So if you were here with us in January when we did our vision sermon to start the year, we mentioned that we were in the process of hiring another full-time pastor. And what had happened is we, in the last couple of years, we have grown a lot. We're a lot larger church now than we used to be, and that includes both people and then also like the complexity of a church our size and what it means to be disciples who make disciples who make disciples. And so with that growing complexity of doing ministry, the elders, as we prayed about it, felt like God was saying it's time to hire another full-time pastor to help shepherd the flock that God has brought together here. And so what we did is, as a group of elders, Don Perry and I, we crafted a job description of what it was we thought this new hire should do, and we tried to refine that as much as possible, and then we formed a committee, because we're a church, and churches always form committees to make sure that we don't ever get anything done once it's in committee. If you're not laughing, you've never been on a church committee before, so you are truly blessed, and go in peace in that sense. But so then on that, we had a group of six guys who we spent our time discussing the job description and praying for who it was that God would bring us, and then making sure we're on the same page of what exactly it was we were looking for as this discipleship pastor for our church. And then we posted that job, some Acts 29 channel, excuse me, that's the network we're part of, put it on the Gospel Coalition website, and we got a number of really good applicants. We got about 30 applications, and then from there we narrowed it to a list of a handful of interviews, some really qualified and capable people who were in the interview process. And through that, as we continued to pray and ask God to lead us to the right person, we felt like there was one person, individual, who God had brought us to and connected us together, who was gifted for the job that we were looking for. And so Chad Mondragon, if you want to come on up, this is, everyone say hi to Chad. Yeah. So I've known Chad for about 4 years now. He's been a pastor in Acts 29 up in Denver for a while, and he's become a good friend over those 4 years. And it's one of those guys where, as I tell people, when I'm around him, I want to be more like Jesus. And I think that's one of the important characteristics of someone who would be a discipleship pastor. So this last week, it was a three-month process to get to this point. And so Chad accepted the position as our discipleship pastor, and so I wanted to introduce him to you all as the church. He will be one of the shepherds of this flock. He'll be in charge of the discipleship efforts. There'll be our groups ministry, the men's groups, the women's groups, missional communities, as well as some other pastoral duties. And so, there, just want to tell you a little bit about yourself, and then we'll invite your family up, and we'll all pray for you. Okay. So,
yeah, like Colbert said, my name's Chad Mondragon, and we are excited. We have been visiting with you, so we've gotten to know some of you now over the past 3 or 4 months, and are excited just to be here with you, our family, my wife Melody, and we have 5 kids, Juliana, Adeline, Breckenridge, Knox, and Zion. And just a little about myself, 11 years ago, Melody and I, at a seminary, planted a church in Lexington, Kentucky. We were there for 4 years, and that church sent us to plant another church in Centennial, Colorado, which is home. I am a native of Colorado, so I don't have a sticker on my car that says it, but if you're really a native, you don't need a sticker to prove it. You really just are one. And so it was a move back home, and so 8 years ago, we moved back to Denver, and we planted a church in South Denver in Centennial called Sola Church, which is part of the Acts 29 network, and we've been in Denver for 8 years, and this past August, we resigned after much prayer and much time of just really considering what the Lord would have for us next, and part of that was we just wanted to be able to commit ourselves to a ministry where we can have a lot of hands-on time with people in discipleship and hands-on time with people in community, and that's really the Lord began working that process. And obviously, that at that same time, Colbert and the elders here were starting to work through that process of needing someone to fill that. And it's just been a blessing to be able to see how the Lord just lined all of those sort of things up, and it's been just a joy to be able to be here. And as I was thinking about that this morning, Colbert asked me to share just briefly. And one of the favorite verses I have in Scripture is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And in 1 Thessalonians, Paul is writing this church, and he is writing about his ministry towards them. And in that, he says this, he says, "I never came with words of flattery, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed. God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from people, whether from you or from others, though we could have made demands as apostles of Christ, but we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children." And so as I think of those words, and think about what I would say to you, I desire that to be our ministry as we even come to serve here, that we're not coming here to flatter you with our past. We're not coming here in any sort of pretext of greed or seeking glory, but we're coming here to live among and to be community with you. And the verse that I love so much is the very next verse, and this is what he says. He says, "So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel." Get this. He says, "We came not just to share only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because we have become very dear to you, have become very dear to us." And so that is our commitment to you as a church, that we desire to lead in the gospel, but more than that, we are coming to give ourselves to you. We're coming to serve with our lives and our family, and as you get to know us, you will know that's our greatest desire, is to build community. And so I just wanted to introduce myself around those words even this morning, and just to say thank you for your kindness that you've shown us so far, and ask for forgiveness, as we will not remember everybody's name as we've gone to meet many of you. And if you would just be able to be patient with us, and we desire to get to know all of you well in the next months, years to come.
Amen. That's awesome. that verse, verse 8 there, has been particularly impactful for me as well. I love seeing that and how that God's worked that in your heart. And so over the next few months, Chad is going to spend a lot of time getting to know the church and getting to know as many of you as possible. So if he reaches out for a coffee meeting or something like that, I'd encourage you to take him up on it and get to know them and their family as much as possible. So speaking of family, if you guys want to come on up, we figured that unless you increase the number of Missio kids in our church, that was an important qualification for the job there. So. So yeah, we're just going to pray over the Mondragons as they begin their ministry. And so if you want to either reach out your hand, or if you're close here and want to come up and lay hands on the Mondragons in New Testament fashion, I'd invite you to come pray. We should have done that with Brent as well, so make sure you lay hands on Brent before he leaves and pray for him as well. But let's say a word of prayer over the Mondragons. Awesome. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Chad and Melody and for their children and for the way you have equipped them for the work of ministry. We're grateful for the way that you have implanted this gospel message so deep in their hearts that they desire to proclaim it to your people. And I ask that as they begin this new season of ministry in Falcon, that you would bless their efforts, that they would see you go before them, not for anything with our name, God, or our kingdom here, our little mini kingdom, but for the sake of your kingdom. God, we don't have a kingdom. It is all about your glory and your name. Pray that this would not be for Missio Dei's glory, but for the glory of your church. And I pray that as you use them for ministry, that there would be many more disciples who are made through this process, who love and serve you. Be with them and their family as they transition from Denver down to Falcon, and may that go smoothly and well, and just may they see you working in their midst this whole time. God, we're so grateful for the way you're moving in our body, and we trust you to continue to move in the days and years ahead. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Thanks, guys.